सहज मन राम चरण दिन राति, भज मन राम चरण दिन राति,
भज मन राम चरण दिन राति, भज मन राम चरण दिन राति,
भज मन राम चरण दिन राति, भज मन राम चरण दिन राति,
भज मन राम चरण दिन राति, भज मन राम चरण दिन राति,
रसना कसन भजो तू हरि पद, रसना कसन भजो तू हरि पद, सुमिरत क्यों अलसाती, सुमिरत क्यों
करवावहै तेजस्विनावधीतमस्तु मा विद्विषावहै। ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्तिः। गुरुर्ब्रह्मा गुरुर्विष्णु गुरुर्देवो महेश्वरः, गुरुरेव परं ब्रह्म, तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः। समस्तजनकल्याणे निरतं करुणामयं नमामि चिन्मयं देवं सद्गुरुं ब्रह्मविद्वरम्। शङ्करं शङ्कराचार्यं केशवं बादरायणं सूत्रभाष्यकृतौ वन्दे भगवन्तौ पुनः पुनः। सर्ववेदान्तसिद्धान्त गोचरं तमगोचरं गोविन्दं परमानन्दं सद्गुरुं प्रणतोऽस्म्यहम्।
In our last session, we were discussing the tamogun. Earlier, we have discussed rajogun. Now, Shankaracharya is taking tamogun, verse number 116. What are the expressions of tamogun in our personality? It's interesting symptoms are given. And we all have got aparocha anubhuti, a direct experience. There is no doubt about this. It expresses what are those ajnanam. Ajnanam, ignorance. Ignorance of our true nature. Then alasya, laziness. Jaratva, dullness. Nidra, sleep. Pramad, heedlessness, carelessness. Murhat, stupidity. Mukha, tamoguna. Mukha means attributes. These are the attributes of tamoguna. If you experience these things, that means you are under the spell of tamoguna. Etai prayutta. Prayutta means tied up. Anyone who is tied up with these things, nidra, pramad, alasya, jaratva, ignorance, nahi vettit kinchit, nahi vetti is not able to know, understand anything, nahi vetti, kinchit is not able to understand anything. How निद्रालुवत स्तंभवत एव तिष्ठति निद्रालुवत स्लीपिंग निद्रालुवत. When you go to sleep, when all your organs of persons are already withdrawn, then only you go to the sleep. So when all of organs of persons are withdrawn, so naturally nothing is going inside now. Nirdalvat, stambhavat, like a stone, a pillar. So these are the symptoms of tamogun. Then we saw the sattogun. Verse number 117. Sattam visuddham jalvat tathapi. How is this sattogun? Jalvat. Jal is always pure. It becomes impure when other things are added to it. Then only it becomes impure. Remove the impurity, it becomes again pure. Sattam visuddham jalvat tathapi tabhyam militva sarnaya kalpate. Tabhyam militva. Then two things are mixed. Tabhyam is dual case. Two things, what are the two things mixed? Rajas and tamas. When with the sattva, rajas and tamas is mixed, what happens? It is the cause of sansaran, transmigration. Transmigration. So we have to understand clearly the cause of our transmigration is not sattvagun. Cause of transmigration is rajo and tamogun. And jiva is rajo tamogun pradhan. That we have studied in our tattvabodh, rajo and tamogun pradhan. We have got sattvagun. But that sattvagun is malin sattva. With that malin sattva, we cannot know our true nature. We have to increase this sattvagun. How do we increase? You have to subdue rajo and tamogun. Subdue rajo and tamogun, sattva will increase. Yatrapta bimba pratibimbata san prakashayat arka ivakilam jadam. When the light of the self gets reflected in the sattva alone, then like the sun, it reveals the entire world of inert thing. What is the entire world of inert thing? Your BMI, OET and everything, whole jagat is. Then it illumines. Gurudev has beautifully explained this verse. Gurudev says, water is ever pure. When we say dirty water, we mean that a sample of pure water has something other than it in it. Something is added. When we say stinky water or muddy water, we mean a specimen of pure water in which the stink and the mud are held in suspension. Then he said, sattva is always present even in tamasic man also. We have already seen that sattva, rajas, tamas is yoga maya. You cannot make 100% tamas, 100% rajas and 100% sattva. You can go up to 99.99% of sattva gun, but the rajas and tamas will be there. So therefore, in a tamasic man also, some portion of sattva-gun is always there. When pure sattva in an individual is in conjunction with rajas and tamas, it becomes the cause for his transmigration. Therefore, we should be very, very clear that it is the rajogun and the tamogun which is the cause of our sansara and transmigration going from one body to another body. If he is in pure sattva, that is if he has eliminated rajas and tamas, we can eliminate it. It is by effort you can increase your sattva gun, you can subdue rajas and tamas gun. Then for him there can be no transmigration. If you are successful in reducing your rajo and tamo gun, no transmigration. Only when the sattva is muddled with the rajogun and tamogun does it cause transmigration. So we got very important principle here that the cause of transmigration in maya, which is trigunatmika, is rajo and tamogun. And in maya itself, there is another gun which is sattva, which help us to transcend rajas and tamas and transcend Maya also. When there is pure Sattva, the intellect works steadily. There is no wailing. There are no agitation. Wailing is caused by? Agitation is caused by? In pure Sattva, these things are not there. The mind then becomes steady in utter meditation. It is face to face with the divinity, with reality. Let me tell you one more thing. There is no distance between Sattva and Tattva. There is no distance between Sattva and Tattva. If you reach Sattva, you have reached Tattva also. So by effort, we have to come up to Sattva. When this state is veiled by tamas and disturbed by rajas, the mind starts seeing things other than reality. Other than reality. What is the other than reality, other things? BMI, PFT, OAT, Vasana and the whole world. The body, mind and intellect turn toward object, emotions and thought, create vasanas. To exhort these vasanas, fresh bodies have to be taken. This going and coming of sansara, the individuality from one equipment to another, from one time to another, from one place to another is called transmigration. The cause of transmigration is our vasanas. And we collect this vasanas because we are transacting with the unreal things. Vasanas are nothing but tendencies. Tendencies are nothing but likes and dislikes. Whenever we have got an experience, we put it in two lists. I like this, I don't like this. And each person has got the individual likes and dislikes. When the consciousness gets reflected in the Sattva mode of the mind, it illuminates the inert, insentient world around just as the sun illumines them during the day. The light of the sun itself is imperceptible. If there is a light on this book, and if it is coming from the window, there must be light between window and this book. Many times we have seen, we see the specific things, but we don't see the general things. We see table, chair, mic, board and everything, but the light is general everywhere. We miss the light. We see only the specific curtain, this, that, light fan there. But the light, which is general everywhere, we miss that. But it is there, continuously there. Similarly, in that our mind, that light of consciousness is there, which is illumining all thoughts. We know all thoughts. Specific thoughts we know. The desire has come, the greed has come, the anger has come. We know this thing. But who is illuminating? We miss that. This light between the window and the book cannot be perceived. Light itself is imperceptible. When it falls on the object and gets reflected, the reflected light alone can be seen. The Atman cannot see anything. Note it. When my Guru says Atma is Nikamma, it is written here. The Atma cannot see anything, nor know any object, nor illumine anything, because it is Brahman. There is nothing for it to illumine. From the standpoint of Brahman, there is nothing there. Only Brahman is there. So there is nothing to be illumined. And in our Ishavasyupanishad, we have already seen that the Brahman or Atman has got no gross body, no subtle body and no causal body. To perceive anything, we need gross body, subtle body and causal body. It's without three bodies, therefore it cannot perceive, cannot illumine. It is one without a second. We generally recognize the things in the world with our intelligence. Intelligence is the light of consciousness reflected in the intellect. We all know mind and intellect is also inert thing because it is made of Sushma Pancha Mahabhut. Therefore, it is inert. But if it has got intelligence, it is because of that Atman. Therefore, when the intellect is agitated, the intelligence is less. since the reflecting surface is not steady, the reflection of the consciousness gets shaky and so its brilliance becomes dim. If the reflecting surface is unclean, the reflected beam must be dim. When the intellect is under the influence of tamas, it is rendered dull, as when he is under chloroform. He cannot understand anything within or without him. Therefore, this is our experience. When we are in the deep sleep, it is tamagun, it is veiling everything. We can't experience anything at that time. Therefore, when rajas and tamas are mixed with the sattva, there is a little intelligence in individual. But when rajas and tamas are reduced in one's personality, the proportion of sattva increases. This is automatic. Our job is to reduce rajas and tamas. Sattva will increase. The light of consciousness reflected in the intellect becomes more and more clear. This out of the stupid personality of today, a great brilliance of intelligence can be produced when the personality gets purified. How? How can we increase our sattva gun? Gurudev writes, Upasana, Jap, meditation and other spiritual disciplines are all meant for the purification of personality. These are all for purification of mind. And 100 times we have said only there are 2 steps to realize the goal. First is the purification of mind and second is the knowledge of the self. If you try to reverse this step, it will not happen. Purification of mind is to be done first. Second step is knowledge. When the mind becomes more and more sattvic, it starts apprehending the things it could not apprehend before. By such spiritual practices, the mind becomes calm and the clarity of the light of consciousness reflecting in the intellect becomes more and more. Man's devotion to the higher and his burning aspiration for liberation becomes greater and greater, and the noble virtues come to shine forth in him. As a result, one's capacity to apprehend the thing increases. This extra brilliant capacity is called intuition. In Sanskrit, it is called Jnana Chakshu, otherwise called the power of the divine vision or revelation, trance experience. All these indicate a mind in fully sattvic condition. The whole process is like an ascending spiral. It gathers momentum and carries itself. Consciousness being the same in all beings. Consciousness is same in all beings. The intelligence of the individual differs on account of the proportion of rajas and tamas functioning in their personalities. So the difference between one person and another person is because of the mind and intellect equipment. There is no other difference. And the brilliance depends on sattva-guna. The more you have got the sattva-guna, your intellect will be more brilliant. So if you want to be brilliant, what is to be done? Increase your sattva. How you can increase your sattva? By meditation, japa, upasana, you have to do. In all these cases, you will find you are bringing in Lord. So by any method, you turn your mind toward the Lord is purification of mind. And whatever we are doing today is without Lord. And in Bhagavad Gita, Lord says, do whatever you want to do, but bring in Lord. The other day we are discussing karma plus puja. Karma we have to do. No way out. Karma plus puja. Puja means bring in Lord with karma. That karma will not bind. Karma without Lord will bind. Simple. Now next.
Nishvasa sattvasa.
Mishasya sattvasya bhavanti dharmastu. Mishasya sattvasya bhavanti dharmastu. Amanitadhyani amasamadhyaha. Amanitadhyani amayamadhyaha. Shraddha cha bhaktischa mumukshuta cha. Shraddha cha bhakti Mumukshutacha Daivi cha sampatti rasannivrittihi Daivi cha sampatti rasannivrittihi Mishrasya sattvasya bhavanti dharmastu Amanita dhyani amayamadhyaha Shraddha cha bhaktischa mumukshutacha Daivi cha sampatti rasannivrittihi
Mishrasya sattvasya bhavanti dharma tu amanita dhya niyama yamadhya. Of the mixed sattva. Mishrasya sattvasya of the mixed sattva. These three gunas are always together. But when the sattva gun is more, 70%, 80%, 90% we have come, then it is Mishrasya sattva. And how it becomes predominant sattva? In Bhagavad Gita we have studied in chapter 14, Rajas tamas abhibhuya sattvam bhavati bharata. Rajas tamas abhibhuyam. Subdue. Then sattva will increase. So sadhana is also stated in Bhagavad Gita, how to increase your sattva guna. So we all are now Misra. There is a title called Misra, na? Misra means when the sattva gun is more, rajo and tamo gun are subdued. In that case, the problems are not more. In that state, you will get more values and virtues will come. You are able to accept the values, and when you start practicing, you become virtuous. Virtue will come. In one of the Shanti Mantra we saw, Om apyayantu mamangani vak pranas chachu srotramato balamindriyani cha sarvani sarvam brahmo pinasidam maham brahma nirakuryam ma brahma nirakarot anirakarma sattva nirakaranam mestu tadatmani nirateya upanishati dharma temai santu Om Shanti, Shanti, Shanti. From which Upanishad it is? We have studied.
Keno.
Ah, good. You remember? Keno Upanishad. You see, the word dharma here has come. Mishrasya sattvasya bhavanti dharma. What is the dharma of this sattva pose? In this mantra also it is said, tadatmani nirateya upanishastu dharma te mehi santu. Whatever virtues are said in Upanishad, let that remain with me. Te mai santu. Let it remain with me. Let it remain with me. It should not go away from me. What is the Upanishad dharma? What is the dharma stated in Upanishad? Sadhan chatushtaya. Dharma. So when you have got more sattva, sadhan chatushtaya will start coming. If you have got sadhan chatushtaya sampan, sattva gun is there. Both ways. Then it is said, tu amanityadya. Amanityadya, what is this amanityam? Chapter 13 of Bhagavad Gita. You say, one word, it will take you to the whole of chapter 13. Qualities. Amanitam, adambitam, ahinsa, chanti, arjavam, acharya, upasanam, saucham, sthairam, atminigraha, indriyarthesu, vairagyam, anahankare vacha, janma, mrityu, jara, vyadhi, dukkha, dosha, anudarsanam, asakti, anisakti, असक्ति अनभिशृंग पुत्रदार हादिषु नित्यं च समचित्त तत्त्वमिष्टा निष्टोपपत्तिषु नै चानन्य योगेन भक्ति अभिविचारिणी विविक्त देश सेवितम अरति जन संसदि अध्यात्म ज्ञानम नित्यत्वम तत्व ज्ञानार्थ दर्शनम एतद् ज्ञानम इति प्रोक्तम अज्ञानम यदतो अन्यथा दिस इज ज्ञान. He has given some qualities. If you have got this quality, jnan. Other than this, ajnan. What is this? Amanitvam, humility. If you have got humility, adambitvam, no show-off. Ahimsa, harmlessness, shanti, forgiveness, arjavam, straightforward, acharya upasana, service of the teacher. Saucham, purity inside, outside, stharyam, steadfastness, atma vinigraha, self-control. Indriyarthesu vairagyam, dispassion from the sense objects. Anahankar, absence of ego. Janma mrityu jarabhyadi, dukkha dosanudarsan, to see the pain and evil in janma mrityu, in the birth, death, jara, old age. And vyadi in disease. Asakti, non-attachment. Anvishwanga, non-infatuation with putra, dara, grihadisu. Putra, son. Don't say I've got only daughter, so no problem. Putra include daughter also. Dara,
wife.
Griha, adisu. Your 401. What is that? 401 or 403?
401.
Investments. Adhisu. Nityam cha samchitta. Nityam. Always samchitta. Equanimity. Mind is always balanced. Ishta anishta apipittisu. Whether conducive or unconducive. Happenings are coming. Mind is equipoised. Maicha ananya yogena bhakti abhivicharani. And your bhakti is abhivicharani, not wavering. Ananya yoga, steadfast in that yoga. Toward what? Mai, in me. Lord Krishna says, your bhakti should be toward me. Vivitta desa sevitam, resort to the solitary place. If you have got this quality, resort to you. Thakur Ram Krishna used to say, go into the
Bane
and Kone. Bane means go to the forest. Mane means go into the mind. Kone means in the corner of your house. Isolated place. Vivitta desa sevitam arati jana sansadi. And there is a distaste about the crowd of people. I don't love now crowd. When you start coming to the Satyaguna, one thing will happen. You will not like to go to the parties. You will not like go to the birthday parties, marriage anniversary parties. This is arati jana sansadi. Distaste, arati no more. Rati reveling. Arati not reveling. Not going. Jana sansadi, it's a crowd of people. Adhyatma jnana nityatvam, consistency in the self-knowledge, tattva jnana artha darsanam, perception of the truth or knowledge. Etat jnanam iti proktam ajnanam yadato anyatha. This is jnanam. If you practice these values, jnana will automatically come. And Mahatma says, cultivate only one, others will follow. Out of these so many values, cultivate one. Others will slowly start coming. Amanityadya niyama yamadya. Then comes the niyama yama. It's coming from Patanjali, you see. In one verse, Shankaracharya has taken words from different places. And then you have to refer to those places. What does it mean? Niyama yamadhyā. Yam niyamāsan pranayam pratyahar dharana dhyan. And samadhi. What are these? Ashtau Angani. These are the eight elements to reach to the truth. So what is Yama? Ahimsa Satya Asteya Brahmacharya Aparigraha. Ahimsa, harmlessness, Satya, truthfulness, Asteya, non-stealing. Stealing is also many types. Somebody is read the article of someone and again rewrites in his own word. This is also stealing. Brahmacharya celibacy. Celibacy of a brahmachari or a swami is different from the celibacy of householder. So celibacy means it's a control. Aparigraha, absence of collections of sense objects, etc. These are the yama. Niyama, saucha santosh tapa swadhyaya ishwar panidhana. Saucha, purity, outside and inside. Then santosha, contentment. We never have permanent contentment. We get contentment which is temporary. We ate lunch up to this, content. After 4 hours, again, you need something. Santosh, tapa, austerity. What is this austerity, tapa? The greatest austerity is the control of your senses and mind. Always remember this. Tapa means, the greatest tapa is to control your senses and mind. Swadhyaya, self-study. Self-study of what? Not novels. Self-study of Adhyatma Sastra. Ishwar Panidhana, surrender to Lord. So Yama and Niyama. So when you have got this Yama and Nama, Niyama, then Sattvagun has started coming. Automatically it will come. Sattvagun will come. Then in Pada 3 it says, Shraddha cha bhakti cha mumukshita cha. Shraddha bhakti cha mumukshita. From Kaivalya Upanishad, student Aswalayan approached Parameshti, Parameshti the Brahmaji, and asked about the knowledge of the self. Then Brahmaji said, Shraddha, Bhakti, Dhyan, Yogat, Avahi. Avahi means you will get. But you have to have Shraddha, Bhakti, and Dhyan, Yogat. So this word Shraddha, Bhakti, Samosa is coming from Kaivalya Upanishad. So from Gita, from Patanjali, and now from the Kaivalya Upanishad. He said first we have to have the Shraddha. Faith is required. Without faith, if Shraddha is there, Sattvagun is there. If Sattvagun is less, Shraddha is not there. Doubt will come. Why doubt will come? Raju and Tamo is acting, na? And doubt will come. Shraddha is required. God is. Pahle to Bhagwan hai ye mano. Then you will come to know about Him. Then the bhakti will come. If Shraddha is not there, devotion will not come. Shraddha, bhakti, mumukshata. Mumukshata, I want liberation. I have experienced this world, and this world has never made me permanently happy. I became happy sometimes, but never became permanently happy. Mukchata. Daivi cha sampati asata nibriti. Again, the word daivi has come. Yes. Where we have to go? Chapters. It is past, huh? Sorry. It is Sorasodhyaya Sri Bhagavan Vacha Avayam Satta Sansuddhi Jnana Yoga Vastiti Dhanam Damascha Yagyascha Swadhyaya Tapa Arjavam Ahinsa Satyam Akrodat Pyaya Santi Apaisunam Daya Bhutesu Aloluptam Martam Ri Chapalam Teja Chamaditi Saucham Adroho Natimanta Bhavanti Sampatam Devim Abhijatasya Bharata Devi Sampatti Vimochaya Nibandhaya Asuri Mata. Who is saying? Lord is saying, Devi Sampatti Vimochaya. Devi Sampatti will give you mukti. So therefore, we have to cultivate this Devi Sampatti. It is given in 16th chapter of Bhagavad Gita. Abhayam, fearlessness. You see, the fearlessness is the quality and the goal is also Abhay Pad. Brahman is also Abhay. Once you reach there is no bhaya. Why there is no bhaya? Because there is only one. For fear you need at least two. So we, sadhana is also abhay, goal is also abhay. Sattva sansuddhi, pure sattva. You see, the pure sattva is required again here. Whether you study Gita, Ramayana, Bhagavat, whatever you study, they all will come to, you have to come to sattva guna. Sattva sansuddhi, jnana yoga vyavasthiti, steadfast in the knowledge. Whatever is written in the Bhagavad Gita, Ramayana or Bhagavatam or Upanishad, steadfast in that knowledge, abide in that. Dhanam, charity, bada muskil hai. Dhanam, damascha, control of senses, yagyas, sacrifices, swadhyaya, again swadhyaya comes, you see, everywhere more stress is given on the swadhyaya. Tapa, austerity, arjavam, uprightness, or straightforwardness, ahimsa, harmlessness, satyam, truth, akrodh, absence of anger. When this absence of anger will happen? When there is no desire. It will automatically happen. If you reduce your desire, anger will also come. When anger comes? When there is an obstruction in the desire. If the desires are less, the chances of obstruction are also less. Less anger. Tyaga, renunciation, santim, peace. Apaisunam. Apaisunam? Always seeing fault in other. Chugli. We have got a word in Hindi, is called chugli. Sort of backbiting, daya, compassion, bhutesu, all to all beings, all uluptam, uncovetousness, mardavam, gentleness, re, modesty, achaplam, no fickleness, absence of fickleness, teja, spiritual luster. If you are following the spiritual path, that luster will be on your face. By seeing the face, you can say this person is spiritual. Chama, forgiveness, dhriti, steadfastness, saucham, purity, adruha, absence of malice, natimanta, not much pride. If these qualities are with you, bhavanti sampadam devim, abhijatasya bharata. Lord says to Arjun, Arjun, you have got these qualities. Lord is certifying Arjun. Arjun, you are born with these qualities. So if you have got this quality, therefore you are Daivi Sampatti Vimochaya. Asat Nibriti. Asat Nibriti. You are free from all asat. If you have got these qualities, then this quality will help you from the asat Nibriti. Turning away from the unreal. Only two things are there. One is real, other is unreal. We all are stuck in real. We all are stuck in unreal. So, from unreal to real, what is the path? You have to take these gunas. You have to take these values. Practice these values. Bring in with effort. In a jnani, these are all effortless. But in a sadhak, he has to put in effort to get these.
विशुद्ध सत्वस गुण प्रसाद
विशुद्ध सत्वस गुण प्रसाद
स्वात्मानुभूति परमा प्रशांति
स्वात्मानुभूति परमा प्रशांति
तृप्ति प्रहर्ष परमात्मनिष्ठा
तृप्ति प्रहर्ष परमात्मनिष्ठा
यया सदानंद रसम समृच्छति यया सदानंद रसम समृच्छति विशुद्ध सत्वस गुणा प्रसाद स्वात्मानुभूति परमा प्रशांति तृप्ति प्रहर्ष परमात्मनिष्ठा यया सदानंद रसम समृच्छति
विशुद्ध सत्वस्य गुणा प्रसाद है. What is the characteristic of this विशुद्ध सत्व, pure सत्व? It says प्रसाद है, cheerfulness. प्रसाद है, cheerfulness. Gurudev, right? When the last traces of dirt, rajas and tamas are removed, the personality becomes completely pure. Such an inner equipment is full of uncontaminated sattva. When such a state is attained, the aspirant realizes the Supreme Self and gains everlasting bliss. So there is no distance between sattva and tattva. It is everlasting because having gained this state, no sorrow can ever affect a person. Some of the traits of this transcendental state of experience are indicated by some very choice expressions in this verse. So in this verse, all words you will find indicate shanti, peace. All words. Prasada, prasada means cheerfulness. Not prasad, khane wala prasad nahi. Prasada means the cheerfulness. What is this cheerfulness? Cheerfulness you will find. The jnani is always laughing, cracking joke, you know, always cheerful. See our Guruji, see our Mukhya Swamiji, other Swamiji, cheerful. See the photos outside of this Mahasamadhi camp, there are four Swamis there. When you go out, see their faces, cheerfulness. But what we do, we keep laughing Buddha in our room. When we are sorrowful, we see laughing Buddha. And try to imitate. Chalo, sorrow aaya, laughing Buddha. So, prasad reflects on face. Once a director was directing a drama. So, one person, he was trying to show swarg and narak. So, he was telling the actor, okay, when you come, you start smiling. Smiling face. So people will listen that this is Swarga. Then he asks, what would the Narak, what should I do? Well, don't do anything, your face tells. You don't have to do anything. But when you enter for the Swarga, you should start smiling. In Bhagavad Gita also it is said, Prasade sarva dukkhanam hani asya upajayate prasanna chetsu yasu buddhi paryavatishtate. When the buddhi abides in the soul, then the manifestation in prasad is the cheerfulness on your face. So by seeing the face, you can say, he is in tamogun, rajogun or sattogun. Prasad. And in chapter 2 of Bhagavad Gita also we have seen Atmani Atmanatun, one who is Sthita Pragya, he is happy. We all want to be happy. Each and every being of the world wants to be happy. But they don't know the source of happiness. We are trying to get the same happiness via sense objects. But the jnani, since he knows the source of happiness, why should he go via sense objects? No need. Swatmanubhuti, he will experience his own true nature, abide in it, and experience the Shanti. Swatmanubhuti. So from the Sattva to Tattva, there is no distance. You will come to know your true nature, you abide in it, and you experience Shanti. What disturbs our mind? Shanti is always there in mind. Why? Because it is made of Sattva-guna. Our mind is made of Sattva-guna. We have already studied in Tattva-bodha. Shanti is already there. What agitates is the thought which agitates. Thoughts are caused by Rajogun. How? Kamesu Krodesu Rajogun Samudva, Lord has said. When the desire comes, you become agitated immediately. Rajogun has come. Swatmanubhuti Parma Prashanti. Parma Prashanti. Prashanti, Shanti, peace. Prashanti, Prakashta Shanti, Parma, Supreme Shanti you experience. That Shanti will never leave you. Always peaceful. In Jagat, we get Shanti, that is the pieces of peace. Little bit, small pieces of peace we get Shanti. One kamana fulfilled, we get Shanti. Then again agitated. So when the desire is fulfilled, we get this thing. This Shanti, most important part in this Shanti is subjective. All other Shanti we get from the world via sense object is objective Shanti. So there is a difference between objective Shanti and the subjective Shanti. This is subjective Shanti. In Rajogun, there is no Shanti. There is no Shanti. When the Rajogun comes from the early morning at 7 a.m. Ashanti starts. How? Both the tea and my wife start boiling at 7 a.m. Rajogun has come. When Rajogun comes, there is a Kranti, Bhranti and Ashanti. When the Rajogun is there, all these will be there.
But Uncle, we have desires to practice yourself to detachment. Then there's no practical way, isn't
it? Yeah, you have to detach. When the Rajogun comes, then again the attachment comes, no?
Right. But to live in the real world, we have to have desires.
Right.
And as long as you don't have the attachment of the result, hopefully that's the best we can do, then just
right. You see, knowing the Vedanta and practicing Vedanta is two different things. We know that there is only one Brahman. The Atman in each and every body is one and same. But this is to be remain here. If you start saying that the Atman in me and you is one and same, in monkey and in tiger is same, in man and woman is same, therefore I can hug, embrace any human, any monkey, any donkey. Can I do that? No. How do I have to practice? I have to keep it in mind. When I am transacting with the world, I am transacting with the body. When you are transacting with the body, with another body, you have to take care of the body. Without body, we are one and same. Without body, if my Atman is hugging any other lady's Atman, there is no problem. But with body, if I am trying to hug anybody, that is not acceptable. But the Vedanta says Atman is one and same everywhere. That doesn't mean in transaction I start doing all these things. No. So many things, in when it comes to the practice, we have to be very careful. Because in practice, it is always with body. You are transacting with body. Without body, you cannot transact.
That's why God has given us common sense. I guess.
That was already we have seen. Medhavi vidwan uha po vichakshana. Praharsa, exalted happiness, highest level of sukh. Like the pralad. Lad means ananda. Pralad means exalted ananda. Pralad. Paramatmanishtha, always abide in the self. Yaya sadanandarasam smrichati. He comes to enjoy. Smrichati comes to enjoy. What? Sadarasam. Continuously enjoy that ras, that bliss. So this is the description of Sattvagun. It is the Vivek Shakti or the Gyan Shakti which help you to come out of this sansar. In Bhagavad Gita also it is said, Sattvat Sanjayate Gyanam Rajaso Lobha Evacha Pramad Moha Tamso Bhavato Gyanam Evacha. Sattvat Sanjayate Gyanam. The Gyan, the knowledge will happen only in the Sattvagun. So by practice we have to come to the Sattvagun. So the characteristic is given here. When you start, you see, putting in effort to come up to the Sattvagun from Rajas and Tamas, even this journey will give you joy. The moment you start your journey, it will give you joy. You will experience it. Suppose you are going to Kedarnath or Badrinath, you have reached Haridwar, it is very hot. Then you go up to slowly Uttarkashi, or you are going to Gangotri. Now you start taking out your woolen garments because it is cool. Still there is no snow. Mountain peaks, snow peak mountains are still far away. But coolness you are starting getting. Similarly in this journey also, if you start traveling, you will get joy. Definitely you will get joy. But many people from the Rishikesh or Haridwar also seeing the Kedarnath, Badrinath and in the picture snow-capped mountain, they prostrate from there only and go away. Chalo, yahi so gaya. They don't want to take that journey. So if you want to become Trigunatit, you have to increase Sattvagun. Therefore, Lord has said in Bhagavad Gita, Nitya Sattvasta Bhavarjuna, Taigunna Vishaya Veda, Nistraigunya Bhavarjuna. In the Vedas, all the Vishaya are related to the Trigun. All Karmakand and everything is about the Trigun. But O Arjun, become Nistraigunya, go beyond this Triguna. Nirdando Nitya Sattvastha. Sattvastha, Chirastha, Bhumistha, Sattvastha, Nitya, always remain in the Sattva. Niryogachem Atmayam, Vaan. Niryogachem, don't try to collect things of the world and protect it. So this is our Sattvagun. Once Martin Luther King, founder of the Protestant Church, once he was passing through hard time, he was very sad. His wife was very intelligent. He saw that he is sad, sitting somewhere. She wore that black dress. You know, when they wear this black dress, when somebody has died. And she came in the front of the Martin Luther. He said, what happened? Why are you wearing black dress? What happened? She said, he is dead. Who is dead? She said, God is dead. How can God is dead? Why are you sad? If God is not dead, then why are you sad? What is the cause of your sadness? This time will also pass away. Why are you sad? Sattvagun, Paramatmanishtha, abiding in the self. That is the ultimate goal. We have to reach Paramatma Nishtha. So now the Satyagun is also over. Now Shankaracharya is going to take up the causal body and its nature. Are we have reached there, Satyagun. Now again, Karan Sarira. Because Karan Sarira was not discussed earlier. We have discussed cross body, subtle body, and after that we discuss Maya, Triguna, Rajoguna, Tamoguna, and Sattoguna. Now we will take up the causal body, and with that our Anatma discussion, question one of the Anatma, will be over. Then after that we have to decide, should we continue with the Vivek Churamani further or give a break? Take some another text. That is the view of everybody. You all want to continue Vivek Churamani?
Yeah.
Huh?
Yes.
How to tell?
Allah. Okay, we'll continue with the Vivek Churamani.
It will be like doing the pranam from distance.
Next is the most.
Next
portion is what is Atman? Most beautiful portion of Vivek Churamani. What is Atman? He will discuss.
Okay. They want to know fast, you know. They want to reach fast. Immediately, what is
Atman?
Om. Purnamada Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate. Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnamevavashishyate. Om Shanti Shanti Shanti. Hari Om Sri Gurubhyo Namah. Hari Om.
Acha, for the next class you would ask them.
How many will be coming on the next?
Because of the Subhiji's son's marriage, you are all going to attend the marriage?
You said no social bondage when
we are. Yeah, that I say, but no, this will be there. I mean, the Vivek Churamani class will be there. In regard to the Gita class, which is from
10 to 11,
because the attendance is normally poor, can we show them some video or something?
I will talk to you
about.
Okay. And about Vivek Churamani class also. Are they coming or not?
We should continue.
Otherwise, even this causal body is very important.
No. Vivek Churamani will be coming.
They will all come.
Yeah, marriage is only at 10.
10:30.
I have to dress up for
the
Naivete Karna, you should not go and dance. It's not your age to go and dance now.
That means Premalji will not come.
No.
It shows.
take